This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, guys, it's hump day. Very exciting. Hey, you guys. Amaluna is coming.
Ooh.
Amaluna. That's a sexy word, isn't it?
It sounds sexy.
Amaluna.
Like it.
Amaluna. Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil is kind of a sexy word, too. Uh-huh. Or phrase, I guess. Yeah. Caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. You get to talk to Jasmine. It's one of your last chances to talk to her. She's also deserting us.
She's a nice lady.
Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Amaluna under the big top in the lot at Oracle Park. Amaluna opens on November 19th, and the tickets are on sale now at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Oh, boy.
I didn't realize
there's some singing in this show?
There's some singing in this show.
Looks like Amaluna means Mother Moon.
Oh, Amaluna. CirqueDuSoleil.com/Amaluna if you want tickets, or just want a pair right now. 800-400-3697. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. You can find that weekly.
Who?
Johnny Mosley Podcast. Johnny Mosley, Johnny Pod. You can find it every Monday at RadioAlice.com. This week's episode, hilarious. Bryn, just what an incredible job put in the beginning of that. I just listened to the first beginning of it. I'm like, oh my God, you are kind of a genius.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sure.
Thanks for giving me credit for my work. Appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome. I don't always
that's
listen to your
normal.
To your. Oh, shut up. My God, that's not true.
He's usually crap on me.
Oh, my God. That's just wrong. That's totally wrong. You did a great job on this week's. So all the other ones, but this one, excellent. The Johnny Mosley Podcast.
You usually suck, Bryn.
Yeah, they're usually terrible, but Bryn, like, really put some effort into this one.
Excellent.
Good work.
For once.
Solid. For once. By the way, Bryn, in the we have a Johnny Mosley like theme song, I guess you call
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah, it's an
and
intro theme song.
And Bryn plays the role of a girl in it.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He puts on a voice
just,
like this.
My high voice, just like this. Oh my God.
Oh my God, is that Johnny? You dropped Johnny. What'd you do that for? The Hot 100. These are the very best songs in the country at this moment. At number 100 is Halsey's Nightmare. That peaked out at 15. We were playing the hell out of that. I like that song. I really like her.
Yeah, me too.
Good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Halsey's Nightmare is number 100. Jumping up to number 10, Lil Tecca. And a song, Lil Tecca.
Never heard.
T-E-C-C-A.
No idea.
Me either. This is as high as it's gotten. It's peaking at number 10, 9 weeks on the charts. The song is called Ransom. All right, that's number 10. At number 9, and a former number 1, which means it's been on the charts forever, because we all know it's been number 1 forever, Jonas Brothers' Sucker. I'm a sucker for you. At number 8 is Post Malone featuring Young Thug and a song called Goodbyes. So another.
I have
a question.
This
guy's really grown on me, too.
He has?
I like Post Malone.
Oh, this is Post Malone?
Post
I was
Malone
just going to say,
that,
is that
Young
rapping
Thug.
Or singing? What is he doing there?
It's singing there. It says Young Thug. But Post Malone does rap, doesn't he?
He mostly sings,
yeah.
I think.
And then maybe he just has guests who do the rap parts?
It's kind of like that new age rap is kind of Drake-y, singing rappy.
I
right.
don't like it.
You know, with
I like Post Malone because he's pretty hooky, but
this is Young Thug here, and you wouldn't call that rap either, right?
No. I barely call it singing. It's so auto-tuned, but
it is so auto-tuned.
You know, that's sort of what music sounds like now.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's "I Don't Care." That peaked at number 2 and it's at number 7 now. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. At number 6 is Chris Brown featuring Drake and a song called No Guidance. Yeah, the difference between Drake and Post Malone is that Post is awesome.
Yeah.
Drake sucks.
I think Post was on Jimmy Fallon last night and looked really good.
Yeah.
Saw pictures.
Even with
of
his always tired
up. Yeah,
tattoo.
He was cleaned up. He's wearing like a suit.
Oh.
Suitish clothing. Oh. And just
always
like
so jacked
clean
up to me.
Really
oh,
well.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did he put like a little makeup over like all his face tattoos?
Foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
a
his look.
Concealer?
Luck.
I don't know. Always tired. Mm. Khalid is at number 5 with Talk. Can we just talk? At number 4 is Lizzo. Truth Hurts. At number 3 is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita. Did you put an effect on that made the la 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 go on longer?
No, I was singing in the background.
Oh, that was nice. Here's another song that's been kept out of first position.
I know.
I actually feel bad. Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish would have had a number one hit if it wasn't, Lil Nas X. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, is at number 2. Oh, and here's Justin Bieber singing the song. You know, the whole remix thing is in full swing. Like, even Old Town Road, which has been number 1 for, is this the 18th week?
Oh, snap. Let me check.
I think it is.
17 or 18.
17, yeah. I think, was last week, and that made it not just tie the record, but break the record.
History, yeah.
So, at 18 weeks, there have actually been 5 remixes that have charted, and Billboard says if the song sounds similar enough, we count it toward the total.
Interesting.
Right, because it's possible that he wouldn't have stayed if it wasn't for all these remixes. Hmm. Anyway, Billie Eilish is at number 2 with Bad Guy, and surprise, everyone, Old Town Road is number 1 once again. Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Lil Nas X and Old Town Road have made chart history. It's now at 18 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. It's been around for 60 years. The previous record of 16 weeks was shared by Despacito and One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. And they actually do, for perspective, Old Town Road first took over the top spot back on April 13th. The last time someone besides Lil Nas X was number 1, Avengers Endgame wasn't even out yet. It was still weeks away. A large part of the country had never heard of Megan Rapinoe. And the final season of Game of Thrones had yet to start. So it has been out and at number 1 for a long time. And here's what they're saying. Haters are saying Old Town Road leveraged Billboard's remix policy, which allows remixes of a song to contribute to the chart total of the original as long as the remix is musically similar enough. It has 5 official versions, the latest of which, I guess, came out maybe 2 weeks ago.
And what are they? Do you have the list?
I don't have the list of them. We've heard a couple of them. Haven't we played some of the Old Town Road? Even the Billy Ray Cyrus is a remix, right?
I mean, that is a remix, yes.
Yeah, Lil Nas X just put the song out by himself.
No, you reported it and it hadn't come out yet. The Mariah Carey was saying, absolutely, let's do a remix.
Well, they've been in contact, but that one hasn't come out yet, and so it's sure to contribute to the total once Mariah's on a remix. They have apparently exchanged many messages.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We played the little Mason Ramsey, remember that kid, the Walmart?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
the little
kid.
Boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has that
the
part.
Yodeler.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You play that one.
I just don't think that it's the same in sports. Anytime you try to keep records for a long period of time and the things have changed so dramatically, I like that they're trying to keep it as close to history. It's just not going to be the same.
Right.
It's still good for current artists to compete against each other and have some idea of what's getting the most spins and what's popular. But to try and compare that to the 60s, I just don't think it flies. The Beatles were their thing.
Right.
I can't even imagine what it was like to be in America on the radio or listening to the radio at the time when the Beatles were the biggest thing. They must have been on every
station, all
every song.
Long. Right. Because it just wasn't. It just. I mean, it's thick with stuff now.
What competed with them?
Nothing really. I mean, I suppose there were plenty of teeny bopper things, but yeah, I mean, they were dominant. Lil Nas X went from being really a nobody 7 months ago to having the most successful single in Billboard
That's
Hot 100
incredible.
History.
Old Town- and some guy who makes horrible suits is making bank right now.
Oh, it,
Nas X with his ridiculous suits. I mean, what is he doing?
Do
Where do you even
who,
find those
Who his
things?
Designer is?
I do not.
Somebody came out of the woodwork and said, I'm going to make you a set of chaps that you're never going to hear the end of.
Banana yellow and turquoise.
Probably
Old Town Road. Old Town Road would have never happened if Lil Nas's sister wasn't kicking him out of her place. He explained the origins of the song. We've heard that he spent $30 on the beat. But he said, basically, last year in October, as a struggling artist, starting to lose faith in what I could be, I went looking for beats on YouTube. I remember clicking on so many generic-sounding beats trying to find the right one for me. Suddenly, I came across a country trap-sounding masterpiece. I immediately knew I'd make something special out of it. My sister had told me I had little time left before I had to leave her house after being there for months promoting my music online and not helping her out much. I was so upset. I used it as motivation for a song. I jokingly / seriously saw myself as a loner cowboy needing to run away from it all. I went out on my sister's back porch and listened to the beat over and over and over, and then it came to me. In my best singing voice, I sung, yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Oh.
I loved it already. I started to work on it every single day. It needed to be funny. It needed to be catchy. It needed to be hip-hop. It needed to be country. And it needed to be short. By the time I was finished setting it up, I was out of my sister's crib and at my brother's place. On December 2nd, I went into the studio and recorded it and put it out the exact same day. Did I know it would become the longest-running number one song of all time? No. But I'm so thankful that this blessing has been placed upon me. This song has changed my life and the way I see the world around me in less than a year.
Wow.
Thank you to every single person who's been a part of this journey. As I said before, it's just the beginning.
I hope he's right.
Yeah. And now his EP, I think it's called Seven, right? That's charting too.
Is it? Good.
So congratulations, Lil Nas X.
Seven EP, yes, right. The stylist is Kathy Hahn. And
oh,
she uses Union West clothing.
Union and Western clothing.
Union exactly, and they have they also designed for Post Malone.
Oh,
wow.
Really? Mm. Well, I'm not surprised. They're both look like they wear curtains from a bad motel.
I like that Carol Burnett.
Look at that. Look at that.
Those are
what is that? What is he wearing?
I like the dragon one. That's pretty
neat. No, you don't.
Sure, I do. That's cool. I like that men are kind of stepping up their fashion game. Like, it does seem like for so long,
yeah.
It's just been, you know, you throw on the suit and it just seems so easy. I'm like, I was jealous of it.
Uh-huh.
But now there's, you know, even Deepak at your party, you know, with his purple suit with the patches.
I posted
Dude,
a picture. You could see him on my Instagram. There's
I think
a,
he's like
there's
the third picture in.
Mm-hmm.
God, good looking dude. We're going to put this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. A guy from Finland who calls himself the Device Orchestra. He took Queen's We Will Rock You and played it on a ton of different devices. And we saw this morning. There's like a
toothbrush,
pretty,
a typewriter.
Right, a little printer.
Yeah.
So here's a little bit. I guess he posted this back in May, but it's making the rounds now. It finally caught fire, you guys. Anyway, you can see that at our Facebook page. It takes a lot of time to do stuff like that, so congratulations to him on finally going viral 3 months later.
Better late than never, right?
Right, exactly.
Is it?
So, did he look for the exact notes being played, or did he just change it and keep the...
He worked hard on that.
Yeah, it definitely looks like...
He worked way too... Like, I feel...
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah, whatever. Hopefully he's not hurting me or anybody.
Make some money.
Except maybe his parents who were like, get out!
But I'm busy recording our printer! Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Falchuk got married last September.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Two months ago, they revealed they weren't living together. Not full-time, anyway. That's about to change. Gwyneth told In Style magazine, married life's been really good. And now we're moving in together this month. I adore my husband. He's brilliant and deeply kind. I feel like he's a real equal, too. And he pushes me in the best ways. I really like being married. It's fun.
Hmm.
She cooks for him, by the way. Yes.
Well, oh, was this the thing we saw yesterday?
Yes. So, which I just thought was so funny. I don't know. I really like Gwyneth. Like, I find her very annoying at times, but I do sort of enjoy her. Like, she makes this, she made an appearance recently on SNL where she was kind of making fun of, because they had this, like, on Weekend Update. This girl would come in and be like, yeah, I work for Goop, and these are some of the products that they have. This one is a face cream. And she would get, like, all freaked out, like, that Gwyneth was watching her and that mm-hmm. she was going to let Gwyneth down. And then Gwyneth came out, and she was also playing, like, here's the egg, and I don't know exactly what it's for, but it's the number one rated egg. And so she's got a decent sense of humor about herself. She said some stuff about America that pissed me off. But she's written some cookbooks too, and she was doing is this an Instagram live? Like, people are just asking her questions on Instagram?
Yeah, I can't really tell if it's what it is, but
computer just one of the social media outlets. That's no good. So here she is answering the question as to whether or not she cooks.
Jesus.
Don't question her cooking skills. She doesn't cook.
All right.
Sheesh. Take it easy, Gwyneth. And I guess I'll end with this. I have a ton of stuff, but no time left. Blondie singer Debbie Harry,
yeah,
has an upcoming memoir coming out. It's called Face It. And she reveals that she was raped by a home intruder in the 70s.
Oh.
A man tied up her and her bandmate, Chris Stein, who was her boyfriend at the time. I guess the guy broke in and tied the two of them up and then started piling up their stuff, like a bunch of guitars and other belongings that he was planning to steal. And then he untied Debbie and had sex with her. And then he left. She says, the stolen guitars hurt me more.
Yikes.
So I guess she details the entire story in her upcoming memoir. But, you know, to reveal that, I'd never heard about that.
They are going to be performing tomorrow night here in Concord.
Oh, I remember. Weren't we giving away tickets to that?
Yeah, we did. I forgot.
And they're with Elvis Costello, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I don't see a release date here, but if you're interested in Debbie Harry's story, she's got a book coming out called Face It. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
That is hard to hear.
I know, right?
Long fake toenails are in the news.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah, and more after these.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:38 on hump day morning. And don't forget that Big Brother's on tonight. For those of you who might forget that.
For those of you that still get the channel.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Sorry, Izzy. Why? It sounds like you can get an antenna set up.
Old
school antenna.
Yeah, that'll get in that house.
Yeah, I know.
Over John Johnny B's dead body.
That looks too janky. I can't
right.
have that.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So there's an article in today's Chronicle about the closing of Replanet. These are recycling centers all throughout California. The total number, they closed 284 recycling centers in the state and laid off 750 employees.
So what's going to happen? Are we just not going to recycle anymore? I don't get it.
So here's the trip. There's a bunch of trips, actually, because as I've read the article, I find myself with more questions. They did a good job, so it's worth a read. but we pay a deposit on all this stuff when we buy them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
some of it, yeah.
At the store, right. You pay 5 or 10 cents, or that's the
for bottles and
the
stuff.
Deal,
sure,
right. Right? And that's supposed to be money that you get back on return. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you cash it in, if you just chuck it in a recycling bin, you're not getting that money
right,
back.
Which I've always been happy to do. Put it in my recycling bin and know that it's going to come
back
get
around,
put back
right.
into use. I'm fine with that. I'm even fine with someone, if you got to, taking those things and turning them in for
sure.
the money. Okay.
Have at
every
it.
Penny counts for some people, right? And that's yeah. one of the stories in the article is, while Replanet affects me and my thought process of recycling, it affects some people as they make, that's how they make money.
Right.
They go and collect this stuff, turn it in, and get money in return.
Right.
The money that we've paid, the deposit, is coming back to somebody, hopefully.
Yep.
Except it's not. Not if these places aren't available for people. So,
well, you won't
so
be paying
will
the
they
deposit,
stop?
Right.
So will we stop paying a deposit?
I guess so. If it's not going to be recycled, they can't.
So, one of the things in the article is grocery stores are supposed to give that money back to you if you show up with the stuff.
Oh, grocery stores are. I didn't know that.
Well, you have to be.
I thought that was clear.
I thought you had to turn it in somewhere at some like
right.
Center.
I thought it was the grocery store.
Oh, no. I mean, turns out yes.
Yeah.
Well, but it turns out no. Have you ever tried to take your bottle back and say, give me my 10 cents?
Not since I was a kid. When I was a kid, we certainly
oh,
did
sure.
that.
Oh, sure. When I was a kid.
I needed that 10 cents for that candy bar.
Right. Hello.
They have those recycling places, the centers outside of the Safeways nowadays, right?
Sometimes.
Right? But they take a percentage off of the what it's supposed
those
to
bastards.
Cost.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All those kiosks have their little way of making money.
Yeah.
So first of all, we find out, and maybe, you know, this was widely known and I'm late to the party, but first we find out China's been buying all of our recyclables and mm-hmm. whether or not that does in fact get recycled. And
well, a lot of it wasn't. They were just dumping it in their own dumps.
Right.
And buying it. And they're like, well, we're done doing that.
So I don't know if we have to ask our politicians to get with the program and
right.
redo the
yeah,
recycling program. But
that thing called the Loop? That you said you were going to be able to start buying things.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And you'll have to mail back the containers, which I'm totally fine with.
I think they were
going to
start in Sacramento. They are going to be coming to San Francisco next year or so.
Well, it's going to take a total rethink. I mean, in the end, a lot of this stuff is just trash. People aren't washing the stuff out. It's not like they're getting clean recycling. Mm. Obviously, not all of it's getting recycled anyway. I mean, if we're really serious about recycling, it's going to mean a lifestyle change where suddenly you're going to have to either have your own things that you bring with you to get items that aren't coming wrapped in plastic anymore, or it's going to be this loop style stuff, which I think is a great idea. It sounds like the implementation of it, once it gets going, will be a great thing. It's all about getting these things up and running.
Right. Well, also, if it can catch fire, because
right.
you have to think about, sure, there will be
people
really
who,
responsible
right.
people who will be all about it. And then there's the general public that say, I am so freaking busy.
Right.
This needs to be easy.
Right.
And if it's not easy, and that's why recycling is cool, or was in theory cool, in that you put it in your blue bin, push it down to the edge of the curb, just like your trash, you're done.
Yep.
I've done my part and I'm good. Except the public, this is in the article, the public thinks throwing something in a blue bin means now it's recycled. The key process of actually recycling takes the bales of old plastic, turns them into recycled plastic granulate, and there isn't enough capacity in the U.S. to do that.
Mm.
So we just don't have, apparently, the ability to turn these plastic bottles, which we use and carry, and I've stopped doing it, but for a long time, I relied entirely on plastic bottled water.
Right. Well, and the thing is, if it was just the bottled water, it'd be one thing. Okay, we'll all use our glass or metal containers. On the other hand, you know, so much stuff comes in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
So, something to think about. The article doesn't have an answer. They say that...
What's the reason that they're closing? Is it because of this
They don't say.
Issue?
They didn't say. They just closed on Monday.
Right. Oh, it's just awful.
Clearly, they weren't making money
enough. That's usually the main reason.
Exactly.
Usually, right?
Well, but so that's the thing is the state isn't the state. If the state is the one taking these deposits, see, somewhere along the way, the store is making the charge. The state is supposed to make sure these recyclable centers are available to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere.
Disconnect that, somewhere.
Right. The money is somewhere.
Right.
Because I know every time I buy stuff,
30 cents.
The store is collecting it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a mystery where that money is.
Well, the article is in the Chronicle today if you want to read it about Replanet closing. There's 284 centers in the state and 750 employees that are out of work, out of business.
Actually, those numbers sound like for 240 centers to close and only 750 people to lose jobs, that just sounds like there's not very many people working at those things. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've already cut the workforce way back.
There was one in Napa, four in Contra Costa, 11 centers in Alameda.
Wow.
Alameda's tiny, isn't it?
Well, just a little island.
I don't
know
too much about
Alameda. Why are they all there? Right.
Maybe these were like places, like pickup places or something, rather than like actual recycling facilities. Mm. Like you would drop stuff off at Replanet and they would bring it to whatever their central depot was. Mm. It's the only thing, because 11 of them, it seems like Alameda would be totally filled with Replanets.
We have been happily.
Anything on the peninsula, does it
say? I close the article. We have been happily, like, blind to this recycle.
Well, you felt good. It's like, boom, it goes into the bin, and that's the last I have to think of it.
7 in San Mateo.
Oh, wow. 415 says, hi, Sarah and Vinny. Our office at Mill Valley Refuse has been listening for years. Thank you for talking and caring about recycling.
Oh, isn't that nice? There's nice people over there. I call them every year and get my driver's names.
Someone says, I bring all my recycling to ZARC in South San Francisco. Z-A-R-C.
Okay.
Unless it's spelled correctly.
I wonder what that's about.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So it would have to be, in our case, it would have to be a weekend night. But imagine there you are on a weekend night and John's already gone off to bed and you're doing whatever you're doing. But now it's time for you to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you come walking into your bedroom and there he is on your side of the bed, on your pillow, on your side of the bed, sound asleep.
Mm.
You just go to sleep on his side and...
I mean, I guess I'd have to.
Okay.
And I'd be like, hey, what happened last night?
Right.
You just didn't make it to your side?
And what if his answer was, yeah, I just thought I'd try something new. Mix it up.
Okay.
Okay. So then, the next night comes and he just... There he is. When you climb into bed, you're like, damn it. Do I got to start beating this guy to bed to get my side?
Right.
Yeah, I guess we'd have just a discussion about whether or not we were changing sides. I don't know why he'd want to. I mean, I am the one who's right there by the door in case an intruder comes in.
You get
so
the machete.
I can save him.
Right.
You know? Yeah,
I call that the dead meat side of the bed,
yeah,
by the way.
Right. He wants his side as much as I want my side.
Do you have your own pillow that's different than his pillow,
I
too?
I do have my own pillow. Although, I will say this. I'm not so married. I've slept on different sides of the bed. It's not like I need to be. I'm just on that side because it's just easier for me to get out of there in the morning without tripping over everything in the way. So I guess I do generally sleep by the side, on the side by the door. But like even just, at Chaminade a couple weeks ago, I just went in, plugged my stuff in on one side. I was like, I guess this is my side. Then it was the opposite side than the one I normally sleep on.
Yeah, I am similar in that I don't have to have one side or the other specific to any relation of the sun or the moon or the ocean or west facing or whatever.
I'm sure some people that are like, I always sleep on the left side of the
bed. Right, but I do have a side and that's my side and now you need to not be on my side.
Right.
And so
you would
is
be
a,
so if you walked in and she was asleep on your side,
I'd let it go for the night. But the next day, I'd be like, I don't know what's going on around
but
here.
If she had your pillow. Would you just yank the pillow out from under her head?
I would feel very. I don't want to say violated, but I would feel like
you feel proprietary about
your
things.
You're screwing with my center. Mm. Like there's certain things I need to have, mm-hmm. and I've lost a lot of them in this relationship, and more so with kids. A lot of the things that I used to hold very dear and had high importance placed on them have just gone. They've just been run right over, smashed to bits, and left as dust. So there are a few things that I still have to hold on to. Like, I need normal here. Please allow that.
Mm.
Don't screw with my normal here.
I wonder if there are people who just randomly... sleep on whichever side. That's like if they the don't story. Have a side.
That's the story. So the story is that on the internet, there are people who have been posting about how they've tried to break this.
Your side, my side.
Trend. Mm. But it isn't a trend. It's. I feel like it's super normal that you have your side.
Well, if
you
my are alarm in a couple, clock's there. Right? My chargers are there. My glasses are there. Like, all the things that I need are on my side of the bed because that's where I sleep.
But could you move it?
I could, but am I going to do that in the middle of the night when I walk in and you're on the other side? Like, couldn't you see that my stuff was there? Because I'm looking at your stuff over here on this other side. I don't want to go off next to your alarm.
The story was actually in the Washington Post. A reporter told this story about a couple he's friends with that they specifically don't have a side.
Right.
So either one, just willy-nilly, do whatever you want. What?
What?
I don't have a side.
What?
You have your own bed.
You have your own
I
bed.
Do, but
so that doesn't count. It's not but the same.
You're in your own
your
bed.
Your girl doesn't wow, even sleep in the room with you.
I do go back to the rooms often. Like this morning I went and slept at 1 in the morning just because I want to. And I have this side. But when I do get to her side, she's like, you're on my side. I'm like, what does it matter? And when she's not
that's
home.
That's my side.
When she's not home, I always sleep on that side with Cameron. I just sleep there and Cameron's in the middle. But I always take that side. It doesn't matter to me. It's next to the door. I'm like,
it does matter. You always take that side.
I should be next. But she's that's her side next to the door. I'm like, I should be the one that takes the hit, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I know. But she's like, yeah, exactly. She's like, Sarah.
Of course it matters.
Someone gets in that fire. I want to go quick. Just get rid of me. Thank you. Give John a fighting chance. Get his bat. He's got his bat over there on the other side of the bed. I'm like, God, you know you're going to hit me with that first. He's swinging wildly in the room. I sit up. And there goes my head.
Hold on. Let me get my readers.
He doesn't need an intruder to kill me. Oops. Sorry, hon. It's all right. I love you.
Anyway, it's actually brought up the subject, this article, and most people, almost all couples, are like, no, man, you got your side.
Yeah. Only because my stuff's there.
Right.
If
but that's
if
it.
You wanted to switch sides, I'd be like, okay, I'll switch sides with you. I got to move all my stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll be bummed though because I haven't unplugged my alarm clock. That thing, you know.
Reset
it's hard,
it.
It's hard
oh,
to
man.
Set. Ugh.
Oh, give me a come
it's
on.
It's a pain in the ass.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's an old school one. It's like old, loud, cranky sound in an alarm clock. Get up, get up, get up. No, it's much deeper and more annoying than that. No.
The newest fashion trend is long toenails, specifically long, fake, painted toenails for women.
I mean, I guess if you're wearing open-toed shoes all the time, you could do that. But even then, like, your pinky toes usually underneath. I don't know, because you want to look like you have claws.
I don't like them.
I feel like my feet are big enough looking.
You need to get a half-size bigger shoe.
Oh, at least,
to house those puppies.
You're doing long, pointy things? Like, already my feet look like clown feet. I don't need an extra inch of shoe. For real. So dumb.
I'm not into it at all, but that's a trend right now, long toenails. I don't know.
I do like when my toenails are painted. I never bother with it, but... It does look nice. Like you go get a pedicure and
I
you look nice
pedicures
for a minute.
And I never get my nails painted anymore.
Oh.
Just leave them clear.
Oh, they just clean you up?
Yeah.
Cut you,
know,
clean
it,
you up.
The unfortunate part is the reason I don't get them painted is because I am so antsy to get out of there.
Right.
I do not want to stick around for another
20 minutes while it dries.
Yeah.
And even then, it's like, oh,
and
I
even
just know
if they spray the
chipped.
Stuff or whatever, right. Exactly, it's I'm gonna mess it up.
I actually think that's one of the main reasons I don't paint my toes is because I know that they're gonna look good for however long, a minute, and then they're gonna look worse than if I didn't get anything put on them. Mm-hmm. Like the chip looks terrible, and then I gotta sit around waiting for my next pedicure, which I am never going
to. Well, they're like bangs. You got to maintain them.
Yeah.
They're only useful if you keep them up.
Well, guess what? I don't have that color at my house. So
that,
now what?
That's another thing. Yes.
If I had that exact color, I'd just paint the chip. Plus, then they grow out, and then you get that big moon down the bottom. I'm like,
you're not listening to me. You got to maintain them. You got to go back in the next week and have that done.
You know what I do? Every couple weeks, I cut my own toenails and just let them.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Who cares?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Thank you, Vinny.
It's the old... This is 4 and 5. It's the oldest lesbian power move. Let me show you what you can never have. They even have a song about it, Never Gonna Get It.
Never gonna get it,
never
gonna get it.
She's purposefully doing that to him.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
While they have a conversation.
I didn't know that was a lesbian trick. I thought that was just a chick trick.
Oh.
The things you're never gonna get.
Right. You guys are missing the point about Christy from Big Brother. She's totally self-obsessed and stressing over the game constantly. Have you not noticed that she's always eating?
Oh.
I haven't noticed that. But 831, bad motel curtains. Ha ha, holy crap, that's the burn of the year. I got the burn of the year.
Nice.
What are we, 8 months in?
Put it in as a ward column. Yeah.
All right.
Someone had to get it.
All right, that's good. I want to be replaced by a robot. Yeah, it means you did nothing wrong.
Plus, you just didn't do it well enough.
I would think when looking for a new job, it looks better if you're replaced by a robot because they knew it wasn't because of you.
Yeah, they phased me out. They went to automation. That's what I'll say at my next job. I feel like, yeah, they got the Stephen Hawking's voice to take over for me.
Oh, really? What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with outdoor music festival since we have Outside Lands coming up this weekend.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.